Radio Tonic.
I've seen a lot of nice tea towels in my time, so I can say with some authority that they don't make tea towels like they used to. I mean, check out this one.
The souvenir tea towel that we have in front of us has quite a beautiful picture of two dingoes.
This is Dr. Sophie Jensen.
Standing atop a rock looking out across the plain and the desert.
Senior curator at the National Museum in Canberra.
Then it marks up in the top right corner that it is souvenir for the Chamberlain trial in Darwin, 1982.
Lindy Chamberlain has been released from Darwin jail.
A tea towel to mark the death of a 9-week-old baby.
Northern Territory government.
Only in Australia.
What it really captures is the way that the Australian nation saw it as an event. This is an event that they marked with a souvenir.
Now, if you're finding this all a bit hard to stomach, you're not alone. Soon after being released, these tea towels were quickly withdrawn from sale. For legal reasons.
Which I guess is interesting from the point of view of some of the other items that we have in the collection that were also sold.
There's more like this?
There are more artefacts that people thought were great souvenirs of the Chamberlain trial.
And three items in particular stand out.
And these are cartoon, generally, t-shirts depicting dreadful things to do with dingoes and babies that many people remember, because I think that it would be a very dishonest person who was in Australia in the 1980s and who hadn't heard a dingo joke.
Maybe the dingo ate your baby.
So these t-shirts were on sale outside the courtroom during the trial, and during the trial Lindy and Michael had to walk past them on the way to get into court each morning. It isn't even a murder. At the time, it was a trial. These people had the right to a presumption of innocence.
Northern Territory needs to apologise.
There is nothing quite like the Chamberlain case.
And put death by dingo on the inquest.
So why did Australia lose its mind like this? I asked a couple of psychoanalysts, and perhaps none is as well placed to look at this case is the one who was there at the time it happened.
All you could hear was this sort of volley of bullets.
This is Pamela Nathan.
And a very eerie silence in between.
She's worked in outback Aboriginal communities for decades and just happened to be at Uluru with an Aboriginal elder the night after the incident.
And he said, oh, there's no way that a dingo took that baby. Nah, he said, the white man took that baby. I've always remembered it because, you know, he's an Aboriginal person who knew the land and knew tracking and knew all sorts of things about country, and I was always struck by his certainty.
The white man taking babies? She says he could have been thinking about the stolen generation. And now the rest of the country was facing a loss of its own.
Something very shocking and unspeakable happened. A massively traumatic event on sacred ground. And when there is very severe trauma, then of course people do lose their minds. Certain manic defences were employed. A massive reaction of mindlessness. There was a certain frenzy.
Which you could almost say paralleled what happened in the incident.
The public reaction in some ways was almost like the howl of a dingo.
Everyone had an opinion. Everyone became an expert.
And Lindy wasn't seen to howl with grief.
Everyone felt as though they had a part to play in this, and in a sense that's what links it to our concept of them having a souvenir, because they became a part of it, they became involved, and I think that's one of the things that makes this trial unique.
This story, written and produced by Jack Kerr, with sound design from John Jacobs, is from Territoriana, our series on the history of the Northern Territory, as told through Top End Kitsch. I'm Sherry DeLeese. For more storytelling with a twist, subscribe to the Radio Tonic podcast.